The arrest of Jesus. And while he was yet speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great crowd with swords and clubs, from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now his betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "Whomever I kiss, that is he, lay hold of him." And he went straight up to Jesus and said, "Hail, Rabbi," and kissed him. And Jesus said to him, "Friend, for what purpose hast thou come?" Then they came forward and set hands on Jesus and took him. And behold, one of those who were with Jesus reached out his hand, drew his sword, and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, "Put back thy sword into its place, for all those who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or dost thou suppose that I cannot entreat my Father, and he will even now furnish me with more than 12 legions of angels? How then are the scriptures to be fulfilled, that thus it must take place?" In that hour Jesus said to the crowds, "As against a robber you have come out, with swords and clubs, to seize me. I sat daily with you in the temple teaching, and you did not lay hands on me. Now all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled." Then all the disciples left him and fled.